You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
And welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz. It's August 5th, 2021. Well, it's time to talk about cryptos. You might think you know what they are. You might even have a good idea. You might have traded them before. You might have made some money. You might have lost some money. Maybe losing money is often the best education you can get in any area. But the true technical aspects of it, how it works, why it has a future, why you should be interested in it, and perhaps why you even should take a course in it. Well, we've got Shahar Abrams with us, and Shahar has a long history working with the blockchain, worked with IBM at the young age in the deployment team for enterprise blockchain. He's been involved in it ever since. And he's here passionate about investing in crypto, and he's here to talk about it with us. And we're really thrilled that you've taken time out from your busy day, Shahar, to talk with us. I mean, I know you've got an upcoming course in crypto, but let's talk about you. How did you get into crypto?
Sure. And thanks. It's great to be here. Always love chatting about crypto. So I took kind of a winding path towards getting into crypto. I was doing consulting in the federal sector with IBM up in Washington, D.C. For a number of years, and I was on more of a data science track. But then, in 2017, I finally kind of took the time to do a deep dive on, blockchain technology, and that, helped me understand the real value proposition of crypto itself. And kind of ever since that moment in around mid-2017, I was totally hooked. And I knew right away, I was going down the rabbit hole, and kind of that was it. So, going back perhaps a year earlier, what got me really interested in personal finance. I was always interested in finance, but I never really had the gumption to think about my own personal finance and idea that, of actively managing my portfolio or doing things beyond the usual prescribed, buy ETFs and diversify and that sort of thing. And I read the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad in 2016, which I'm sure many people have heard of. And that was a huge influence on me in terms of kind of getting me into the mindset of, focus on creating passive income streams, buying assets that put money into your pocket. And that sort of set the stage for me to really deep dive into personal finance and crypto when I found, an industry I was really passionate about and wanted to, wanted to understand and invest in deeply. So, I bought in mid-2017 for the first time. My timing was lucky. I did really well, obviously over the next 6 months. And I didn't know what I was doing. So I didn't sell anything, after going up, 400% in a few months. I fell into the common trap of, it's going up forever. It's a new world, never gonna correct. And of course it corrects, right? It's pretty hard. And so over the course of 18 and 19, I lost everything that I had made in 2017 and probably and then some. But I was hooked. So I just kept learning. I went far down the rabbit hole. I started working for IBM's blockchain practice, like you mentioned. I was going to lots of conferences. And at the same time, I was also devouring books on, investment strategy, because it was, very clear that I didn't know what I was doing, right? I had messed up really bad. So that was very motivating for me to really go back to the drawing board and try to learn, is there a way to do better than what I did? My conviction in the space kept building. And, by the end of 2019, I was pretty much almost all in crypto. And from my perspective, having learned about investment kind of methodology, I knew that, I was able to kind of make that bet. I was a young guy with good earning potential, no dependents. Right. And I saw, you know, a lot of asymmetric, I saw a very big asymmetric risk reward opportunity in crypto. I was very convicted about it. And so I didn't see a reason to really own anything else for me. You know, I didn't feel like I had an edge in equities. I didn't feel like I had an edge, you know, in stocks or ETFs, options, any of that stuff. But I did feel like I was developing an edge in crypto. And so that's, you know, what I did. It worked out very well. Here we are today. And, you know, I was able to kind of quit the corporate world last year. And I really wanted to focus now on kind of, education, right? I think that there's kind of, like you mentioned, there's a big education gap in this place, in this space, especially for investors. I think most investors, and I talk to a lot of investors in crypto, you know, most of them just don't really have a great idea of what's going on or what they're doing or what really the thesis is, and how to kind of execute. So that's what I figured, you know, the best way for me to really share that in a comprehensive, accessible way was to do an online course. So like you mentioned, you know, that's what I've been working on over the past several months. And I also have a website where I do a lot of free content that people can check out. I'm sure it'll be under the show notes.
Okay. So crypto, you kind of learned the hard way. You got hooked on the dopamine rush in 2017. And if you had been reading Financial Survival Network, you would have sold half your crypto in December of 2017. And then you would have been able to buy it back long term after. My mistake was my buy target was 2,200. I had put a 90% retracement in. It only retraced 85%. So you've learned something from your mistakes here. But what's to stop Bitcoin in particular, but Ethereum and the others, and the lesser currencies, if you will, from having another 85% retracement? I mean, the chart for Bitcoin went parabolic this year, and now we saw it go down to under 30,000. Now it's bounced back to around 40. But if it did this before, can it do it again?
Don't just survive, thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Doré Copper Mining is a premier, near-term, high-grade copper and gold redevelopment opportunity with tremendous exploration potential only 14 kilometers from the town of Chibougamau in mine-friendly Quebec. Doré Copper is debt-free and owns a 2,700-ton-per-day mill with an 8-million-ton tailings facility ready to be used. There is already power to site, and it is accessible by paved highway and rail. Doré Copper aims to produce a profitable hub-and-spoke operation of over 100,000 gold-equivalent ounces per year, or over 60 million pounds of copper equivalent by 2024. Because of the existing infrastructure and location, a low capex is anticipated to recommence production. Doré Copper trades under DCMC in Toronto and under DRCMF on the OTC. To learn more, go to dorecopper.com. That's dorecopper.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't have a crystal ball. You know, I don't know what's going to happen in the short term. I do think that for right now, I think the bottom's in, the low around 28,000 or whatever it went. It kind of did a little bear trap for those people that like TA out there, technical analysis. I think that the fundamentals are just so strong. It's hard for me to see it having that type of correction. I also don't think we've seen the type of over exuberant blow off top that we had in 17. And if you remember what that kind of felt like, I certainly do. You know, we had maybe a 2-week period where we ran up, you know, from 10,000 to 20,000 very quickly, had a large blow off, a massive amount of volume and distribution, and that kind of launched us into the bear market. I don't think we've had that type of action in the market recently. Also, a lot of the what we call on-chain fundamentals, so it's actually going on the networks, what's going on the blockchain, you know, the coins being spent and sold, right? And the age of them, right? A lot of these things are things I like to look at. All of these fundamental indicators are pointing are positive. And this is something I pointed out actually a few times in my newsletter When we were down in the low 30Ks, I said, you know, anything can happen, right? I don't know what's going to happen, but, you know, I'm leaning very bullish because of the fundamental metrics, which I shared. And, you know, the market was definitely in a state of fear, which, you know, historically has been a very good time to buy in crypto when you have a lot of fear. So, you know, that's my take kind of on the short term, but, you know, you're right. I think there will eventually be another 80% correction. And the reason is because, you know, these assets are very difficult to value. When you talk about something like Bitcoin, you know, there's talk like it could either be worth zero, right? I think that's kind of off the table now, but it could be worth almost nothing, right? If it's ever counterfeited or hacked or stolen, you know, from an actual address. Or it could be worth, you know, trillions of dollars, the money supply of the world, right? So that's a big range. So it's difficult, you know, to really value something like that. And then you have a market where there's a lot of leverage. There's not actually a lot of liquid supply. Most of the supply of Bitcoin is illiquid, meaning it hasn't moved in years, right? So the actual liquid market is a lot smaller than people think, and it's easier for there to be larger moves. But I think that, you know, I've come to believe that that's mostly noise, right? And the best strategy for Bitcoin has been just buy and hold, right? So you mentioned you might have sold, you know, the top or close to the top in 2017, but if you didn't get back in, you know, you missed another 60, 70%, right? And perhaps higher we go from here. So I really like to focus on the long-term investing or perhaps medium-term, you know, from a market cycle standpoint. Investing in crypto. And that's, you know, what really I'm interested in teaching. I think that's where the biggest kind of gains come. And it's the best kind of trade-off between, you know, benefit, you know, financial benefit and your stress levels, right? You don't want to be stressed out every day trying to be super tactical in crypto. It's very difficult to do.
So you can kind of do a combination of the two, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to be one or the other. You could be a trader and longer term. So if you allocate, say, half your holdings to short term swing trading and half of it to longer term, mm-hmm. right? That can work.
Yeah. And that's a great point. I actually do something very similar to that because I do like to trade. I like to swing trade, as we were talking about earlier. And I've allocated, you know, anywhere between 10 to 20% of my portfolio to kind of that shorter term, you know, short to medium term swing trading allocation. But the majority, you know, the other 80% is really, you know, long term holdings, earning interest, earning passive income, something that is really easy and accessible to do in crypto. You can earn really great passive income. Can't do that with stocks. Yeah, that's how I, you know, allocate. And I, you know, that's something I recommend to people. If you want to trade, you know, that's fine. You know, carve out a little bit of your portfolio. I would say, you know, start small. You can always increase it. If you're doing well, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Hey, you know, one thing that's pretty cool about crypto for tax purposes, in the stock market, we have this thing called the wash sale rule, which means that if I have a losing position in Microsoft, I sell it. I can't buy it back again for 30 days and take that loss against my trading profits. However, with cryptos, there is no wash rule. So if you've got a loser crypto position, you could sell it off and buy it back instantaneously, take your loss,
yeah,
and offset it against your gains. So that is a much better, because then, you know, comes December 31st, you want to, or the last week in December, you want to take those losses. And I'm not sure if crypto trading profits kind of can be put within other investment profits. That I'm not sure about the tax treatment of it, but certainly it can be used against your other crypto gains. Mm-hmm. And
I think it can be. I think it comes down. Yeah. When I've done my taxes, you know, you report all of your kind of, like, there's obviously there's a separate reporting for crypto, but at the end of the day, it's all, you know, under investments, right?
Yeah. So you can offset it against other investment gains. Not that you're buying cryptos to lose money, but they're going to fluctuate, especially if you're like me, allocate a certain amount every month. And then basically the exchange buys them for you For me, it's the 1st and 15th of every month, minor amounts of money. But, you know, end of the year, it'll come out to quite a bit of money, potentially, especially, you know, I've been buying Ethereum. I stayed away from Bitcoin, and Ethereum has been bouncing nicely. And
I mean, I you know, would love to talk about Ethereum. I don't know if people can see I'm wearing an Ethereum shirt right now.
We're just on audio, but you've got a course to teach people. Tell me what the goal of the course is and how you can get it.
Sure. You know, the course is kind of predicated on my view that, you know, this is a very legitimate maturing industry, but it's still very early. And I want to help, you know, it's going to result in massive disruption to really to any kind of industry that mediates in value, just like the Internet of Information, which we have now, right, disrupted all sorts of industries that mediated information, like news media, you know, email, the postal service, telecommunications, all sorts of media, right? Very obvious examples. Crypto is really the backbone of what is going to become the Internet of Value, right? What I and many people believe is the next iteration of the internet, where we'll be able to send value in the form of crypto assets, cryptocurrencies, very seamlessly, just like we can do today with information. All you'll need is an internet connection. So that is going to disrupt every industry that mediates in value. And, you know, that's a lot of businesses. So I think, you know, we're very early in this, and I really want, you know, to push people towards taking the long-term view. You know, it's very easy to get caught up in the hype of crypto. I've done it before, right? And especially when everything is kind of going straight up, like we saw in April and May, right? The hype kind of predominates, and people are looking to get in and make a quick buck. And, you know, that's, I want to kind of draw a contrast with that and say, you know, this industry is here to stay, and it's worth really learning about it, especially if you're going to invest in it. You know, all the best investors in the world, all of them will tell you, you know, they never invest in something they don't understand, right? So there's no reason, if they're not going to do that, you shouldn't do that. Exactly. Right? So if you want to really invest in crypto, which I think is a great opportunity, and I think it's a great opportunity for, you know, whether you're more aggressive or more passive and you want to just focus on passive income, there are great ways to earn passive income in crypto, which I also cover in depth in my course. You know, if you want to do all that, it's worth taking the time, putting in the effort to really learn the industry and understand what you're investing in so you can better assess risk and make a good strategy that will meet your goals.
Okay, so give us the URL and tell us how to connect with you.
Sure. So my website is called roadtobabylon.org. And I called it that because a major influence on me was the book The Richest Man in Babylon, which is an old, you know, personal finance classic. Yeah, excellent book, very quick read. And so I wanted to name the site, you know, Road to Babylon, and I see kind of like merging, you know, the old with the new, you know, crypto, with, you know, investing principles that have been around for thousands of years. So the URL is roadtobabylon.org. There's a link to, you know, the course landing page on there. You can sign up for updates when you'll know when I release it and get a little free crypto passive income tracker with it. I hope people check that out. There's also a lot of other free resources on my site. I do articles every week that are free and that I think are quite good. I put a lot of time into them. And if you want to get those regularly and kind of, you know, get my take on what's going on in crypto week to week and what are the things to watch and what are my thoughts on the market, you know, I do that newsletter every Monday, and it's free to sign up. You'll see a sign up link at the bottom of my homepage.
All right. Excellent. Well, I like the fact that you know cryptos from the technical aspect as well as from the market aspect, because that will give you other insights that many of you out there can't get, don't have. And I might just sign up for the course myself. If you got a question for Shahar, all you got to do is send me an email to kl@carrylutz.com. I'll forward it off to him, get you an answer real quick. Make sure you go over to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Sign up for our free newsletter. Shahar, it's been very enlightening. I really appreciate you coming on. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks so much, Carry. Enjoyed it.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.